Mormon chapter 5. Mormon then takes command of the armies again, and obviously this is all right because they're on a complete defensive now, and all he wants to do is help defend his people. It then says that the people look to him as if he could deliver them. Notice that they can still see the light of Christ in him, and they have some understanding of their wickedness and their error before God, but they would rather lie to themselves and make excuses to why what they're doing is good enough or whatever reason. But no matter what, they themselves will not return to God. And we might think at the end of this that Moroni was put in charge by the Lord so that he might be a continual light to them, to give them a continual chance to repent, if any would. At the same time, a continual light of condemnation to them for not repenting. Well, then says in verses 2 through 7 that they are driven, and that as they're driven, their lands are destroyed, and the people in them are also destroyed, and that their children and wives are continued to be offered up as sacrifices to the gods of the Lamanites. So then in verse 8, Mormon apologizes for recording such terrible things. And he says that he is being brief. He's saying he doesn't really want to have to tell us all these terrible things. But he says that the Lord has commanded him to write this account. So he's doing what the Lord has commanded him. I would note at this time that Mormon is 66 years old now. He's had 50 solid years of this kind of thing. And he then, so therefore, as to make him feel good that he is doing something of purpose, as well as a word to us, he tells us that he knows this record is for the Jews and the Gentiles, and for all of Israel, to bring them to Christ. Again, note that he says this record is for us. It wasn't a history for his people. It was for us. And so therefore it begins in verses 15 through 21 to recount the history of America. And then he finishes his recount of the history of America by telling the Gentiles to repent. That is us. That is the Mormon Church. And which ones? Why is it the Mormon Church? It is because we are the ones that have this record. We are the ones that are reading this and that he is talking to. And he tells them to repent from rejecting the fullness of the gospel, meaning, if we go back to the previous chapters, we learn that that is what he's telling them to repent of. He was not talking to the rest of the Gentiles who have not received the Book of Mormon. He's talking to the Mormons who have rejected this Book of Mormon and the fullness of God's gospel contained therein. And notice that this is a call of the prophets to us. We hear the more than one prophet keep calling to us to quit rejecting the Book of Mormon and to return unto Christ. And then the final statement or the final meaning of all this we review is that obviously the Lord has told him to record this because if we take this in conjunction with Isaiah and so forth, that what is going to happen is that if you do not repent and turn to the Lord to be gathered with his remnant and with Israel and with the Lamanites and with the Jews and whoever else the Lord is gathering, if you do not turn back to the Lord, then this is what you will be in. And this you will become part of this kind of carnage that is going to go on in the world very soon and last until the Savior's second coming.